Today's word is from Matthew chapter 15, verses from 25 to 28. The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted," and her daughter was healed at that moment. This Gentile woman comes to Jesus, and she's pleading with Jesus to heal her daughter. But then, at her request, Jesus is silent. He was silent, but then he says, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." In other words, Jesus is treating her as a dog. But then she said, the woman replied, "Yes, you are right. Yes, it is, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." So in the end, conclusively, her daughter gets healed. So there is a reason behind this miracle. Because in her, there was the spiritual humility that could bring this miracle. This woman, when she was treated as a dog, as if she was a dog, she could have talked back to the Lord. "How come, can you treat me like this? How come you are inhumane? I came to see you because I heard that you are the love of Lord. But then, how can you treat me like this?" In such a way, she could have rebuked or talked back to Jesus. But then, this woman, she did not try to bring excuses before Jesus. Rather, she denied herself. She gave up her pride. Love is like that too. People, when they are loved without realizing, they become arrogant. So in the beginning, they were just thankful for the fact that they could believe in God. But then with the time, they tend to think, I cannot live like that because I feel so difficult. Then they become arrogant, and there are many cases that they grumble. But then for us, we need to lower ourselves thinking that we don't deserve this love. I'm not qualified for this love. Like that, we should lower ourselves. In this woman, she had a spiritual humility, thinking that she was not deserving of his love. One of the books written by Augustine, it is called Letter and the Spirit. He said, the root of the sin, it is arrogance. When we go dig deeper into the sin, we see the arrogance hiding there. Also, they're the same for the sin of hatred. If someone who is in a higher position than I am, if the person says something about me, pointing out my fault, we would want to try to fix ourselves. But then if someone who is inferior, who is younger than me, if they are saying such a thing, we can easily hate them. Also, same for the sin of lust. To a person whom I respect, we don't come to have this heart of lust. However, to those whom we think that we are equal, or if someone whom we think that we can have control over, we can easily have this heart of lust. So one person, when she prayed, God showed her heart, but then in her heart, she saw maggots, so many of them. Have you ever seen so many maggots? They are very gross. But then God said that they are the arrogance. So arrogance is something very gross. So we should hate, we should cut off, cut the arrogance. Now when in for us, in order to win the battle, we need to first find out the headquarters of the enemy and we should destroy it. So the root of the sin, also we should destroy the root of the sin. Only then could we win the battle. Just like this Canaanite woman following her spiritual humility who lowered herself before the Lord, well, we can also experience heavenly miracles. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. May you help us to see our sin of arrogance that takes your love for granted. Also, may we be the ones who can take after this Canaanite woman who denied herself. May we also have the spiritual humility and seek heavenly power. We thank you. In Jesus' name we prayed.